Sorry. It's just a complete unawareness that femons find themselves in. Now, there's loads of femons around now that say they just can't find a good man. And usually it's not the want for her trying. In the small area she lives in, she's been with probably every dateable man in that area. And probably got slam dunked every time. But the men didn't seem to want to keep hold of her, just wanted to, you know, pump and dump her. So according to her, there's no real good men there. I mean, she never considers it could be her, she may have a few flaws herself. Don't be silly, femons don't have flaws, do they? So the only thing she can do, and some women do this, they move to another area and do exactly the same thing. You see, femons in general speaking are quite disgusting nowadays, aren't they? And they treat men like crap. So is it any wonder that men just pump and dump? And that's mostly all they're offering or advertising anyway, aren't they? You see, femons don't quite get that 2 and 2 equals 4. If femons actually really want a relationship with a man, and not just a utility, then they're gonna have to offer the man something other than nothing. They should make it a plus to be with a femon, not a minus, financially and mentally. But the femons don't seem to realize it at all, do they? The only reason they come on these TikToks and everything, saying they just can't get a good man. Not that, oh, maybe we're acting quite disgusting and not treating the men very well. Which is a whole nutshell anyway, isn't it, guys? And of course it doesn't bode too well either that most of the Western femons and a lot of European femons too are quite unattractive now. But they're all right if you want to read a paper with all the tats they got on them. And they don't care that they're slightly overweight or a lot overweight. And of course after all that you have to deal with this entitled attitude. So the good men are still out there. They're just avoiding the femons. They're just not the catch they used to be. Nature gave the ability to man to learn by his mistakes. But that ability in the femons is completely void. And if you sit one down long enough when they calm down, if they ever do, to tell them or explain to them some things, that's mansplaining. A lot of femons are getting used and abused by men, like men have been abused by femons for hundreds of years, and they don't like it. But men are getting victories more and more every day. Femons are losing the dating game. They wanted equality, and when they got it, they didn't like it. There's no reason on earth that I can think of to have a long-term relationship with the modern femon of today. So you just may as well get in there, get what you want, and get the hell out of Dodge. You see, everything's just double standards, right? A man, an older man, goes out with a very young femon. It's frowned upon. He's shamed by other femons. Of course, really, in reality, they're just jealous. But an older femon goes out with a young, say, toy boy, you know? That's okay. Now, come on, guys. You sucked the hind tit long enough. Literally. Femons don't respect a man who tries to appease femons all the time and wimps around them. But then again, they don't respect real men either. So who do they respect? Themselves. They're so far up their own ass they can't see the forest for the trees. And there's plenty up there. For those men who have broken free, they are truly free. And let's hope that trend continues. Remember guys, a man without a femon is a man. A femon without a man is a cat lady. Femons aren't man's responsibility anymore. They told us so. And I'm enjoying the rest. It's gonna be beer time shortly. Maybe another video. Take it easy, guys.